Okay, so we're continuing our trying to get a little bit of a better understanding of the parasha of Bor in the Torah. So the last two sugyas, we spent a lot of time talking about the shear of Bor and how the impacts of the shear of Bor and the strange applications of the shear of Bor. But the reason why we got onto this whole discussion this whole week was because we're still going back to our popul. Sometimes we get so sidetracked in sugyas, we forgot what we're trying to accomplish. Our goal is to figure out what Rav Papa meant when he said that there are others in there told us, and some of the told us are like the others, some are not like the others. Before we can understand what Rav Papa meant, we have to identify what the told us are. So the Gemara mistakenly thought that a bor tes is a tolda, and the Gemara immediately rejected that. Now, we have to give our kares hatov to the Gemara for even thinking about that, because otherwise we have nothing to talk about this whole week. So we spent the whole week talking about bor yud and bor tes, because that was a potential avin tolda, which in the end of the day, the Gemara says is not true. Subservs the avin misa avin nezikin, so that whole mahalach of bor tes and bor yud is not true. Again, everything we said this week, hopefully is emes lamito, but in terms of helping out our papa, it's really meaningless. Not gonna help our papa one iota. So Taka, what is the Toldos of Bor? What are the Toldos of Bor? If it's not Bor Tes, what are the Toldos of Bor? So the Gemara continues on Gimel Amud to try to give you what ultimately will be the correct answer to what the Toldos of Bor are. The Gemara says, three lines of Bala La, Vanay Sakina Maso, Shenichem B'Shisaran Vizik. What it means is that rather than dig a pit, that's the Av, that's the Akasa B'Tayra, that's the case, Akasa B'Hedge in the Chumash. I left the rock, I left the knife, I left the suitcase in the middle of the street, and it subsequently caused damage. Vizik. So you must say that's the told. Those are the toldos of Bor. Avadaskid Masal Shanicha Bishusaramim. So that's not bad, because on the one hand it doesn't say that in the Chumash, so it's not an Av. On the other hand, it makes a lot of sense. It's pretty similar. Take a hole, animal falls in, leave a rock, animal trips. Same type of idea. So I understand why it qualifies as a told. So Gemara is not so convinced that it should be a real told of Bor for the following reason. Hechidam. If I was mafkir this avano sakina maso, so then the Gemara makes reference to machlekes Rav and Shmuel, being the Rav and the Shmuel in the third parak kind of bor. That's classic bor. If it's classic bor, so then it's going to be mamish like told us going to be like others. So Rav Papa clearly could not have been talking about that. And then the Gemara says, but you know what? We're not even sure we have a told of bor here. If you eat the lo afkirinu, if I wasn't mafkir it. So then, wait a second. If I wasn't mafkaret, I don't even know it's a bor. And the Gemara says, "Eilu Shmuel diyama liyol mibara kulam mibara lemana." According to Shmuel, taka is a bor. So it's a bor. And a bor. So it's a tolda. It's like the av. What's the difference? Eilu Rav diyama kulam mishara lemadnu. I knew sure. And according to Rav, we're not even talking about a tolda of bor. We're talking about a tolda shore. Shore is an animal walking around with horns goring, and this is a suitcase that was left on the street that somebody tripped over. Nope, this is a shore, according to Rav. The Gemara says that no matter how you slice it, this tolda, whatever it is going to be like the Av. So it's going to be, according to Bein the Rav, Bein the Shmuel, if you're a mafkrit, it's a tolda, the boy's going to be exactly like the Av, so a papa could not have been talking about that as a tolda, say, I'm not forgetting it's them. And if it's loif karinu, then we don't even know for sure we're dealing with a boar in the first place. And if we are, so then Lamai said the same as the boar. Maishna, boar, shagain tchilesas yas lenezek, umaman chashmaras alecha, harinami tchilesas yas lenezek, alecha, el told the boar kibor, and v'chikam rapapa told the demav, and the Gemara is going to go back into a noopshah in the Mishnah to try to figure out what in the world Rapapa was talking about. So Rabbi Sai, when all the dust settles for our purposes, the Gemara here just made reference to a major, major machlokes, one of the most exciting machlokes in terms of the parasha Bor. It's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel about the following scenario, following simple case. Rather than digging a hole in the ground, I left the suitcase on the ground. Okay? I left my suitcase on the ground, and somebody tripped on the suitcase. Who is the somebody? Who's the somebody who tripped on the suitcase? Either Shura Chamor, or if it only got hurt, then who else? Maybe person also? Because people and animals are the same. We got to be Niske Bor, only got Misa, they part ways. So, well, we'll make it easy. An animal tripped. An animal's walking on its way. Okay? It's walking up. Bang! Smashed. Doctor comes quickly. Oh yeah, yeah, he's got three broken legs, $10,000 worth of damage, and the person's chayav to pay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's think this through exactly. What is the name of that mazik? Name that mazik. So Gemara says, if you were mafkir the suitcase, and there's no question under the sun, if it was hefkir, then it's bor. But if it's low hefkir, if hefkir is bor, if it's low hefkir, then Rav and Shmuel are fighting it out. And according to Shmuel, it is taka bor. And according to Rav, all of a sudden, it's called shor, not bor. So the original machlokes Rav and Shmuel is referenced here, really appears in the third paragraph, in the third paragraph of Maseches Bava Kamma. And the Gemara says, "Man of Kamida." Okay, at the end of the day, you have to pay. You have to pay Nezik Sholem, you have to pay Mina Idis, Meitav. So, nothing to discuss. Why you have to pay Nezik Sholem? If it's really sure, why don't we call it what? Sure, Tam. So the Rishonim say, no, Tam and Muad make sense with Balei Chayim. That idea of Tam and Muad doesn't make any sense. Okay, forget about that. So you have to pay, so what's the difference? Machbatli, whether it's called shor, it's called bor. What's the answer by saying? What's the test case? The pturim of bor. What are the pturim? What's the pturim? The par excellence of pturim of bor? Chamor v'lekelim. So he says, what's the din? So everybody was mafkid the suitcase and a kli, let's say the animal was walking with something, had some expensive glass on its back, and now the glass broke. Everybody was mafkid the suitcase, and then I'm for sure potter, because that's chamor v'lekelim. If I wasn't mafkir the suitcase, so according to Rav, I'm taking chayiv, because shor shizik is a kelim is chayiv. According to Shmuel, I'm going to be potter, because bor shizik is a kelim is going to be potter. So that is the test case. That's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. And that's the sugya dafkav ches and the sefes bevika. So we have a lot of work cut out for us. This sugya is a huge sugya. A lot of different parts of this sugya. What are some of the things that we should be asking ourselves when we begin to address this sugya?
Why would it be considered a
shore? It's really mechudish what Rav is saying. That's a shore. I mean, what's the? This is a shore. This is a suitcase. That's a big problem, right? What's Rav saying? Well, we have to ask the question almost on multiple levels. How many machloks are between Rav and Shmuel playing out here? Rav is calling it a shore and not calling it a bore. Shmuel is calling it a bor and not calling it a shor, so it's almost like a double machlokes. Why does Rav think it's a shor and Shmuel doesn't think it's a shor? Why does Shmuel think it's a bor and Rav doesn't think it's a bor? So there's almost a double machlokes here. And next point is this machlokes Rav and Shmuel supposed to be understood in a vacuum? It just happened to be a machlokes Rav and Shmuel about this unique, strange, you know, quirk of a case? About this particular tolda, is it tolda of X or tolda of Y? Or is there something much deeper, something much more profound about the very Av itself? Did Rav and Shmuel have different versions of what Bor is? Did they have different understandings of what the Etzem HaBor is? Because the result of this machloikis about a seemingly, almost like a trivial part of Bor, about the suitcase Nish, did they have two very, very different understandings, two different readings of what the Etzem HaBor and Vatar is all about? So there's a lot of things that are starting to swirl around that we're going to have to try to work through in terms of the Gemara and the Rishonim to get a better understanding. So this sugya is going to become a pivotal sugya because this is going to hopefully open up our eyes to some basic yesodis in terms of what is bor, what's not bor, how all this is going to play out in this one seemingly trivial case. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel. I don't mean literally trivial, but it's not the actual bor, but yet this is going to become indicative to us to some of the details of what bor is all about. Okay. A little chumash, guys. Want some chumash? Okay. The read clicks for today. This is good for us. Okay.